This week's devotion is called Pain and Suffering by Pastor Ed Blonsky from St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Hawthorne Woods. From Romans 5 we read, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." If you could ask God any one question, what would it be? It may not surprise you to learn that when asked that question in a recent Barna survey, the number one answer was, "Why is there pain and suffering in the world?" There is no question that there is pain and suffering in the world. The evidence of that is presented to us every morning and every night on the news. While I don't have an answer to the why of pain and suffering, I do believe that we can get closer to the answer when we look at the results of pain and suffering. There is the promise of God in pain and suffering. In Romans 5, St. Paul writes that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. God will produce you, the you that He created you to be, out of the pain and suffering you endure. St. Paul would later write, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Romans 8:28. Pain is one of God's ways to turn our attention to Him. Most of the time, we don't have a choice about enduring pain and suffering, but we do have a choice in what we do with the experience. What will you do? Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, in this earthly life we endure pain and suffering. Grant us grace at all times to subject ourselves to your holy will and to continue steadfast in the true faith to the end of our lives, so that we may know the peace and joy of the blessed hope of the resurrection of the dead and of the glory of the world to come. In Jesus' name, amen.